Who wants to start it out?
What impressed you overall
today? Oh, yeah, good practice, good work. Kind of nice to get the shoulder pads on again for the second practice. And we had everybody practice this morning except for Nate Webster. And I think we got a lot done. Yeah, it's good to have Willie back. You know, when we lost the DB in the off season, and Willie was available, we thought it'd be a good acquisition for us. Obviously, Willie's very familiar with our system and our coaches, and he's come back here and had a good off season, and he's competing very well.
Talk about Tatum Bell too. He showed some good vision out there on the backfield.
Yeah, you know, the running backs, you really never know until game day. They're going to get their opportunities in 9-on-7. You know, we don't tackle live except for one period, and that's just, you know, a little goal line period. But, you know, we got a lot of guys competing against each other. And, you know, with Tatum, what he's accomplished last year, you know, averaging over 5 yards a carry is pretty impressive in itself. And, you know, he's had a good offseason, good OTA days, and hopefully he just gets better and better.
Darius Watts kind of carried his strong offseason into this camp?
Yeah, Darius has played exceptionally well. I think he feels a lot more comfortable with the system, a lot more comfortable with himself being just around the NFL, and you can see he's playing with a lot more confidence.
Mike, Nate's knee?
Pardon me?
Nate Webster, is it his knee?
Yeah, I mean, it was last year he had the knee, and we just practice him one time a day. He doesn't have any problems with it. It's more preventative than anything. A lot of things we're doing with our veteran players, some of our veteran players who either come off injury or maybe at a position where we want to give a younger guy reps and really don't feel that player needs to be on the field that long.
Do you have any swelling?
No.
He'll be back in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you ever begin to marvel or wonder at what Rod Smith has been able to do for you after your camp
back? Yeah, you know, there's very few guys like Rod Smith. And you know, I've been fortunate to be around, you know, a guy like Jerry Rice for a few years that, you know, kind of had Rod Smith's dedication in the offseason. There's only one way you play the way Rod's played throughout his career, and that's to make a commitment in the offseason. And, you know, it's been 12 years in a row where he hasn't missed a workout. So when you do that and you have talent and you're very intelligent and you're a team player, usually you stay around for a while.
Coach, from what you've seen from Cutler so far, are you able to say already, yeah, this is why we drafted this guy?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame player. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's pretty good. You know, he's obviously has the tools. It's a big growing curve. And, you know, we're just hoping on game day he can play along with his talents.
Mike, what makes it a good fit of the blocking scheme and Dane? What is it that makes it a chance for him to resurrect his career?
Well, you know, the proof is in the pudding, obviously. But he ran that style offense when he was at Wisconsin, and was a Heisman Trophy winner because of it. And they ran, I think, pretty close to 100% zone blocking scheme, very similar to what we're doing. And, you know, zone blocking scheme for running back is a one-cut back where, you know, you don't have to dance. It's not a lot of counters. It's kind of taking the ball, you know, downfield and making plays at his weight. In his size, he does have some power, and we think he fits our system pretty good.
Is it a benefit that he hasn't had a lot of mileage on in the last two, three seasons?
Well, I think it's always a benefit for a running back that he hasn't been beaten on for 4 or 5 years and, you know, has obviously all the injuries that come with it. You know, he's a healthy guy, and even though he's been in the league for a while, he's got the experience without the wear and tear.
Do these guys need some tighter drawstrings?
Yeah, some of the guys in double buckle their helmets, and from now on, I think they'll double buckle it with a couple helmets coming off today. Anything else?
Okay. See all of you tomorrow.